Lufkin was finishing his second day in Cairo with dinner at a sidewalk cafe. He sipped strong black coffee and watched the merchants close their shops. Lufkin looked very much the part of a modern Arab, white slacks, light khaki jacket, a white vented fedora. He watched the world from behind a pair of sunshades. He kept his face and arms tanned, and his dark hair cut very short. He spoke perfect Arabic and moved with ease from Beirut to Damascus to Cairo. His room was at the Hotel El Nil, six crowded blocks away, and as he drifted through the city, he was suddenly joined by a tall, thin foreigner. They knew each other well enough to trust each other and continued their walk. "We think tonight is the night," the contact said, his eyes also hidden.
"Go on."
"There's a party at the embassy. The bomb will be in a van."
"Anything else?"
"No," he said, then vanished in a swarming crowd.
Lufkin left the bar and went to his room. From his window on the fourth floor, the roof of the American embassy was directly in front of him, a mile away. He opened a paperback Louis L'Amour and waited for the fireworks.